know it until she stepped from the boat a month after leaving home and felt a flutter in her stomach, like wings. Me, growing. Nane was one of the first to arrive, was brought even before the eagle. She helped build it when I was small, barely tumbled from her and wrapped tightly onto her back. When they plucked the sun-bleached coral rocks from the shore, they were just stones. Now they are a bird. I tell Nane this when she is afraid, which is often, though she tries to hide it. See, I tell her, that bird is all stone, the colour of bone, and it is beautiful. What I mean is that even as her body melts away from her, down to its bones, she's still beautiful. Nane says back, but that bird's meaning is not so beautiful, is it? It's the symbol of the Department of Health. It means we are a cursed island, an island of illness. I wish she sometimes wouldn't make things sad straight away. I've noticed that grown-ups often reach for the bad side of things. At school, Sister Clara's lessons are full of sins and devils. Not love and kindness, like in Sister Marguerite's classes, even though they are both teaching us God and church. Sister Marguerite is the most important nun on the island, and the kindest. So I choose to listen to her rather than Sister Clara. Nane has other gods, small ones she keeps on the windowsill or under her pillow. She does not like me going to church, but the sisters insist. And anyway, I like Sister Marguerite. She has a wide mouth and the cleanest fingernails I've ever seen. You have a very serious face, she said once after prayer. But she did not say it in a way that was unkind. Nane says I squint so much I'll give myself lines. But I can't help that I squint when I think. My face is scrunching now, but that's because of the sun. I have found a clearing in the trees that edge our yard where I can kneel so my body is cool in the shade and my face can tip up to the blue. It is Sunday, day of rest, so I don't have school, and church isn't for an hour. I'm watching for butterflies. Nane and I have been planting flower seeds on the wild land beside the bakery for 3 summers, but they still haven't sprouted. Nane says the soil must be wrong for growing the plants butterflies like. I still have never seen one anywhere in town. I'm certain they're always wafting behind me, just as your shadow disappears when you suddenly spin around. So I'm being still whenever I can remember.
Amihan! Out here, Nane!
Nane looks tired, and her skin is stretched around the eyes. She used my full name, and her blue cloth is wrapped across her face, which means we have a visitor. It is not a nice fact, but her nose is nearly not there anymore. When she breathes, it sounds as if the air has hooks. Being touched means different things for different people. For some, it sores like pink ink splotches on their arms and legs. For others, it's bumps like they've fallen into a patch of stinging leaves or angered a wasp's nest. For Nane, it's her nose and swollen fingers and pain, though she's good at hiding it.
Sister Clara is here to see us, she says. Dust off your knees and come inside.
I brush my trousers down and follow her. The room is hot, and Nane has placed bowls of water under the windows to cool it. Sister Clara is standing by the open front door and does not come in even when I arrive. Dr. Tomas told everyone that you can't become touched by inhaling the same air. But I don't think Sister Clara believes him, because she never goes near my Nane or any of the others. Then again, she never goes near me either, although I am untouched. I think perhaps she doesn't like children, which seems strange for a nun, especially a nun who's a teacher.
Hello, Sister Clara,
I say, as we have been taught to, in a voice that is almost song.
Amihan,
says Sister Clara. It is meant to be a greeting, but it comes out flat.
Is she in trouble, sister?
Snaps Nane through her cloth.
What is it this time? Running in school? Laughing in church?
There's to be a meeting in church this afternoon. Service will be cut short, replies Sister Clara coolly. Attendance is compulsory.
Anything else?
Sister Clara shakes her head and leaves with a damning, God bless you. Nane slams the door shut behind her with a stick.
God bless you, Nane!
Her forehead is sweating. She unwraps her face cloth, hangs it on the doorknob, and collapses into her chair.